What's up, everybody? Dre Pale here on behalf of HamiltonMusician.com, here chatting with Hamilton artist Emma Van Dyke, fresh off the release of her new single, Souvenirs. How's it going, Emma?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Before we get started talking about your single, one thing I definitely want to ask you about is Hamilton. You're a Hamilton girl. How has the city shaped you as an artist or inspired you through your musical journey?
I just love Hamilton in general. I've always liked the fact that it was like a really good community. I've heard people say this before where it's like a big city with like a small town feel. And I've always felt that like a lot of the people that I've worked with in Hamilton and stuff have just been so kind and like just very giving and always willing to work and like share things with you and help you grow in any which way possible. So in that way, like, I think more, not just Hamilton as a city, but like just the people in Hamilton have just like really shaped me and made me like kind of shoot a little bit higher in terms of music and everything like that. So, yeah.
Was your environment kind of accepting right away when you went into music, or was it kind of like a, oh, are you serious about doing this guy? Are we really going to do this, or?
Yeah, so it's kind of been a journey. I grew up, like, doing music and stuff like that. I was doing it in high school. It was always, like, a really weird thing to maneuver because I was like, am I annoying people by the amount of, of music that I talked about? I'm like, oh, listen to this. Look, I put a YouTube video on. Listen to this and stuff like that. So it was just kind of like, it's like, how much can I share without like annoying people? So that was kind of weird to maneuver, but now like as I've gotten older and it's starting to turn into like not my high school friends listening to me, but it's like different people and it's reaching different people, then it's more like, oh, I can kind of try new things. I don't have to stick to this. I can kind of like branch out a little bit more and like kind of come into my own as an artist. So in that way, I'm very, very lucky and thankful.
Awesome. So did you take these concepts and kind of apply them to your new single, Souvenirs? I noticed it seems to me to be kind of a journey of self-discovery kind of thing. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. So it's with music, like I find that whatever people listen to, especially with my stuff, it's like I want people to be able to interpret them in their own things. The story kind of how I wrote it is my boyfriend was actually going to Iceland in December and we had kind of gotten our wires crossed. I thought he wanted me to write him a song that he could take with him, but he actually wanted me to write something that he could like mix while he was there. But either way, I was like, oh, okay, well, I didn't do that, but here's a song that I wrote for you that I tried to write like with Iceland kind of in mind in any way. So it's really about traveling and just the kind of thing, it's like, oh, I know you're going away, but like when you come back, I'm still going to be here and I can't wait to hear about everything that you got to do. So in that way, we wanted to just kind of make sure it was like really about traveling and kind of going and seeing new things. And then with the video that we put along with it, we actually only had a day to shoot it. So we were like, okay, what is the best thing that we can do in a day, but still ties in the lyrics and doesn't lose any kind of quality with it. So since I love Hamilton, I was like, okay, we have to showcase like the city and stuff like that. And some of my favorite places were the places that we saw. So like going down to the beach and everything and going to Albion Falls and just going to a bunch of different places like Sam Lawrence Park as well and being downtown because I live downtown. It was just nice to like kind of encompass everything, but still like keep it true to the song.
Yeah, yeah. I really like the video. It has like such a simplicity to it, but at the same time, it has, I guess, a little bit of complex elements just because of the constant like changes. It seems like you went through a lot of like different outfit changes and different location changes. So did you guys kind of like, was it almost artistic winging it at the same time and it just kind of came together? Or did you like plan out, okay, we need to have this location specifically? Like,
yeah, so the person I've been working with, his name is Sasha Schlafarski. He's been my producer. He's been working on music with me, and he's basically been like my guide throughout everything so far music-wise. So we like sat down. He was like, okay, we need to make a video. like what is some ideas. So we like threw some ideas around, and then we were like, okay, we have very, very limited amount of time. What can we do in a day? So then I was like, okay, what if we do it in Hamilton? And so we just basically wrote out a whole list. We were like, where would we like to hit? Like, where do we definitely want to go to? And like, where are some places that like, if we don't have time, then it's okay if we don't make it there. But like, we really wanted to go to Dundas Peak. And we really wanted to go like in front of a waterfall, because I spend like most of my time at waterfalls anyways. So yeah, with stuff like that, it was like, we just really wanted to showcase Hamilton in like a really good light and everything like that. Cause there's lots of people who like don't go to Hamilton very often. They're like, oh, Hamilton, like it's not that great. Like we like Toronto better. But yeah. Like, Hamilton is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. We've got waterfalls. We've got just like beautiful scenery and everything like that. So just kind of being able to showcase that was really nice.
Oh yeah, totally. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of like the landscape and stuff, and maybe would be shocked to see like your video and be like, wow, that's all in Hamilton?
Yeah, right?
So with the release of your first single, I'm sure there was a bunch of, like, there's always different decisions you got to make, some confusion. And what exactly can you describe has been your biggest obstacle through your career or through the process of making this first single?
I think my biggest obstacle is, like, trying to figure out how I can reach more people. Just because, like, I'm an independent artist and everything like that, which is, it's hard. I've never done this before. I wasn't ever really sure if I was actually going to go into music or anything like that. It just kind of happened where I'm like, okay, like, Souvenirs is doing well, so, like, let's try this thing. Yeah, I just, like, I'm trying to reach more people, 'cause I love making music, and just trying to find any way that I can just kind of keep this going is really great, because I just love creating things. I love people that hear them and are like, oh, this really kind of spoke to me. I understand kind of where you're coming from on this. Just being able to have a conversation about it and just continuing that, like just being able to do something you love is just like the greatest thing that you can ever do. So when people like support you in that way, it's great. So yeah, just, I guess reaching more people is just always hard. You never know how to do that. And things are constantly changing in the music industry. So yeah, I don't really know.
No, yeah, I totally agree. That I think that's the biggest thing, is that what's popping right now, next year might be completely obsolete. And it's changing so fast that artists are more and more having to just adapt. And there's no like blueprint where someone can be like, oh, you want to be a singer? Well, this, this, and this, then you're going to be successful.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, before we wrap stuff up, I always like to ask people about success, because it's such a subjective thing. And I was just curious, what exactly does success mean to you, and how would you define it?
Success to me, anything successful that I feel like I've done, I feel like it's because of the people. I don't know. Success is so hard to define, because, like, I don't know if I've been successful yet. I think.
what would you need exactly if you? I feel like the thing is, especially for artists, is we're always chasing something, because you want to influence people. So like, there's an infinite amount of different things you could do. Mm-hmm. So, what would you say maybe is something you would need to attain, maybe mentally or a physical thing, in order to be successful?
I think just right now, just to have an album and everything like that is just like one more step towards any sort of success, because then I can be like, look, this is what I can do. This is a combination of like my really great songs right now. It's something that really tells a story. And I think that in itself would be a success, just to be like, oh, this is something I really wanted for a long time. So I feel like just putting out an album is like a personal success for me. Whether anybody else sees it as that or not, that's totally fine. But I think, yeah, success for right now is just putting out an album and getting some songs out there that people can be like, oh, this is what she can do. This is like a really cool story and timeline of kind of her songwriting and abilities and stuff like that. So yeah.
Well, honestly, I definitely look forward to it. When I first came across the song, it it has a very honest, genuine tone to it. And it's like, it's so hard to find. I feel like there's so many people who pursue music without even, I don't know, there's a lack of honest passion for it. A lot of people just like the, I guess, the success aspect or chasing fame kind of thing. And you can definitely see your honest voice when you're speaking and or singing your songs. And I really appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to you going ahead and doing this album. For people to check out more stuff on you, where could they find more information on you? Is there a social media links or?
Oh yeah, I have tons of stuff. I'm very, very active on Instagram. It's just Emma Van Dyke at Emma Van Dyke for basically everything. You can find me. I have a Facebook page. I have Twitter. I have Instagram. I have a YouTube channel, which is just youtube.com/EmmaVanDyke. I'm on Spotify as well. If you want to get souvenirs, you can get it on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play if you are an Android user. Those are all my links.
Awesome, Emma. Well, I look forward to hearing more stuff from you. We will definitely have a link to souvenirs at hamiltonmusician.com along with this interview. And again, thank you so much for talking with me here.
Yes, thank you so much for contacting me. This is great.
Yeah, awesome. We'll definitely be in touch, and have a good one.
Yeah, you too.